The Bronze Man and Woman was first cast in Paris in 1927. It clearly shows Alberto Giacometti's interest in post-Cubist and non-European sculpture. Surrealist ideas also influenced him. Giacometti was beginning to work less and less with models. The young artist was stepping out of the shadow of his famous painter father, Giovanni Giacometti, and emancipating his artwork. From this point on, he wanted to leave the external appearance of reality behind him and move on to the essential character of things. He was spurred on by many inspirations. They left no room for his teacher's academic understanding of art. In Paris, the young artist came across the works of Alexander Archipenko, Constantin Brancusi, Julio González, Pablo Picasso, Henri Laurence, Raymond Duchamp-Villon, and Jacques Lipschitz. He attended exhibitions of surrealist and oceanic art. He became interested in indigenous cultures. In the mid-1920s, Giacometti stated, "As a schoolboy, I thought a Roman portrait bust was very similar to nature's model. Now I have learned to look more closely at nature and at people. I now know a sculpture from New Guinea or a bird by Brancusi are closer to nature." In his composition, Man and Woman, he examines the idea of feminine and masculine principles. He translates this into fractured, angular, and round elements and unites them into a representation of a couple.